Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The outcome that was reached was disappointing to those of us who supported the president, but it was done through the lawful process.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who defended the results of the 2020 presidential election in January 2021, was granted an emergency request by the U.S. Supreme Court to pause a subpoena for his testimony in a Georgia probe into pro-Trump election interference. Fulton County investigators want to know about calls Graham made to officials following the election, which Graham claims were related to his own fact-finding. The senator argues that constitutional protections for lawmakers should shield him from being forced to testify. 2 weeks from the midterms, a red wave is reemerging. A Monmouth survey shows the GOP with a 6-point advantage among registered voters on a generic congressional ballot, with more Republicans extremely motivated to vote than Democrats. However, Democratic pollster John Anzalone notes that recent election cycle polling has been unreliable.
The reality is polling is hard. The fact is that you have to have a commitment to do it the right way, and it's expensive, and most media companies won't do that.
Other polls in key Senate races show Republicans up 4 points in Ohio and 2 in Nevada. Democratic Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock is now polling just 1 point ahead of Republican challenger Herschel Walker.
I don't know if you've seen it, but our kids are behind. Yeah. They're behind because of Senator Warnock and Joe Biden, that they decided not to let our kids go to school. They had the money. They had the resources to get our kids back in school, but they held them out.
President Joe Biden on Monday expressed optimism about an 11th-hour swing in Democrats' favor. California Governor Gavin Newsom implied he will not run for president in 2024. Newsom committed to serving all 4 years of his term if reelected, countering challenger Republican State Senator Brian Dahl's allegations that he is not focusing on California.
He was out of state for a few hours to take on his party and his leader of his party, Donald Trump, who he was a passionate supporter of, and what they're doing to democracy and how they're attacking women's right to choose.
Newsom has a double-digit lead, but in the heavily democratically favored Michigan and Minnesota governor's races, Republicans are now statistically even. Two people with weapons and wearing masks were seen at mail-in ballot drop boxes in Maricopa County, Arizona. At least 2 voter intimidation complaints have been filed with the Secretary of State. Arizona is identified as a top state for election threats. Britain will have a new prime minister for the 2nd time in a matter of weeks. Rishi Sunak received a warm welcome from conservatives who selected him to replace Liz Truss, who was forced to resign over an unpopular budget plan. The 42-year-old becomes the UK's first prime minister of color. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.